भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो 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 भगवते वासुदेवाय
श्रीमद् भागवतम थर्ड कैंटो चैप्टर चैप्टर 13 टेक्स्ट 25 द अपीयरेंस ऑफ लॉर्ड वराह घर्घरितं
घर्घरितं
स्वाहा
खेदा
खेदा
सहिष्णु
सहिष्णु मायामय
मायामय
शुकरस्य
शुकरस्य
जनस
जनस
तपः
तपः
तत्त्व
सत्य
निवासिनस
निवासिनस
ते
ते
त्रिभिः
त्रिभिः
पवित्रै
पवित्राय
मुनयो
मुनयो
अग्रिणं
अग्रिणं
स्म
स्म
निशम्मते घर्घरितं सखेदा
निशम्यते घर्घरितं सखेदा
सहिष्णु मायामय शुकरस्य
सहिष्णु मायामय शुकरस्य
जनस्तप सत्त निवासिनस्ते
जनस्तप सत्त निवासिनस्ते
त्रिभिः पवित्रैर्मुनयो घृणास्म
त्रिभिः पवित्रैर्मुनयो घृणास्म
Just after hearing,
ghar gharitam,
the tumultuous sound,
shakheda,
personal lamentation,
kshayishnu,
destroying,
maya maya,
all merciful,
shukarasya,
of Lord Bor. Janaha, the Janaloka planet.
Tapaha,
the Tapaloka planet.
Shatta,
the Satyaloka planet.
Nivashinaha,
residents.
Te,
all of them.
Trivi,
from the three Vedas. Pavitrai,
by the all auspicious mantras. Munaya,
great thinkers and sages.
Agrinansma,
chanted.
Translation:
when the great sages and thinkers who are residents of Janaloka, Tapoloka, and Sattaloka heard the tumultuous voice of Lord Bor, which is the all auspicious sound of the all merciful Lord, they chanted auspicious chants from the three Vedas. Please repeat after me. When the great sages and thinkers who are residents of Janaloka, Tapaloka, and Sattaloka, heard the tumultuous voice of Lord Bor, which is the all auspicious sound of the Lord. They chanted auspicious chants from the three Vedas. Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. The word Maya is very significant in this verse. Maya means mercy, specific knowledge, and also illusion. Therefore, Lord Bor is everything. He is merciful. He is all knowledge. And his illusion also. The sound which he vibrated as the Bor incarnation was answered by the Vedic hymns of the great sages in the planets of Janaloka, Tapaloka, and Sattaloka. The highest intellectual and pious living entities live in those planets. And when they heard the extraordinary voice of the Bor, they could understand that the specific sound was vibrated by the Lord and no one else. Therefore, they replied by praying to the Lord with Vedic hymns. The earth planet was submerged in the mire, but on hearing the sound of the Lord, the inhabitants of the higher planets were all jubilant because they knew that the Lord was there to deliver the earth. Therefore, Brahma and all the sages, such as Bhrigu and Brahma's other sons and other learned brahmanas, were enlivened, and they concertedly joined in praising the Lord with the transcendental vibration of the Vedic hymns. The most important is the Brahma Naradiya Purana verse, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I'm sorry, Brihan Naradiya Purana verse, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, maybe we should just read the translation. And does everyone know why Lord Varahadev appeared? Everybody knows why he appeared?
Two reasons.
Yeah. Yes, no. What are those two reasons?
The first reason is that the earth was formed down.
Yes.
In the ocean.
In the lower planetary system.
Huh?
In the lower planetary system.
Yes, lower planetary system. Then he lifted it up, took it up.
Said the second one, let somebody else say the same. Who will say that? What is the second reason why the Lord appeared? Harvey, do you know? Very good. He wanted to kill the Lord. One came to destroy who? Vihaiste?
Hiranyaksha.
Very good. And what Hiranyaksha did? What was Hiranyaksha's mistake? What?
Hiranyaksha, I was cold asking.
Yeah.
Was concerned with Vyasa Muni.
Yeah, alles gold. Ausgenommen. Yeah. So for these two reasons, Varahadev came. The Lord came as Varahadev. Like in the prayer of Jayadev Goswami, Dashavatara Stotram, there's one verse that describes Varahadev's appearance. Pralayo payana khitiroti vipulatare tishthati tava prishthe dharani dharana chakra gorishthe keshava dhrita shukara rupa jaya jagadisha. Like the way we sing what Nrisimhadev's prayer, that is tava kara kamala vare nakham adbhuta singham dalita hiranna kasipu tanu bhringa keshava dhrita narahari rupa jaya jagadisha. The same way there is a description of Varahadev also, that says, Khitirati vipula tare tishthati tavu prishthe dharani dharana chakra varishthe. Like when the earth was submerged in the ocean, in the lower planet, when Hiranyaksha took away all the gold actually maintains the balance of the earth on the orbit. The earth is floating because of the gold. Now Hiranyaksha took away all the gold from earth, and that's how the earth lost its balance and it plunged into the lower planets, and the earth was totally submerged in the lower planetary system. So when the earth plunged into lower planetary system, then somebody had to pick it up. So the Lord appeared as Varahadev. Dharani dharana chakra varishthe. Dharani dharana hina chakra varishthe. So the earth plunged into the lower planetary system, and actually lower planetary system is a dirty place. And boar or a pig actually goes, it cleans, it goes to the dirty place. The pig can go to the dirty place. So the Lord took up the form of a pig and went to that dirty lower planetary system and picked up the earth planet. Oh, I'm sorry. Bashati dashana shikhare dharani tava lagna shoshini kalamko kale mani magna. That has been described. Bashati dashana shikhare dharani tava lagna. Dasham means teeth. And boar's teeth are like, the lower teeth goes upwards. And the boar was holding the earth on those teeth. Boshoti dashana shikhare dharuni tabalavna shoshini kalanko kalevanimana. So that is how Lord lifted up the earth, and then he restored the earth on the orbit or the place where the earth actually is situated. And then he had a great fight. So here just the appearance has been described. The Lord appeared, and as soon as he appeared, what he did? He roared tumultuously. And when he roared like that, then the demigods and the sages from the higher planetary systems, they responded by chanting the Vedic hymns. Because they could, after hearing the roaring sound of the Lord, they could understand that this sound must be coming from the Lord. The sages, they can understand the Lord. And by hearing the sound, they could understand that the Lord has appeared. So in utter jubilation, they started to sing the glories of the Lord. Chanting the Vedic mantra means singing the glories of the Lord. So they began to chant the auspicious chants from the three Vedas. And here Prabhupada said that what is the most auspicious of all the Vedic chants? What is the most auspicious of Vrindavan?
The Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So, text 26. I'll just keep reading, because it's nice to read the pastimes of the Lord, and I'll skip the purport because we don't have enough time to read all the purports. Playing like an elephant, he entered into the water after roaring again in reply to the Vedic prayers by the great devotees. The Lord is the object of the Vedic prayers, and thus he understood that the devotees' prayers were meant for him. That we discussed just now. When the devotees began to chant the prayers, the Lord could understand that those prayers were actually offered to him. So the Lord also became happy. And he roared again. And he entered into the water. Before entering the water to rescue the earth, Lord Boar flew in the sky, slashing his tail, his hard hairs quivering. His body, his very glance was luminous, and he scattered the clouds in the sky with his hoofs and his glittering white tusks. He was personally the Supreme Lord Vishnu, and therefore transcendental. Yet, because he had the body of a hog, he searched after the earth by smell. His tusks were fearful, and he glanced over the devotee, brahmanas, engaged in offering prayers. Thus, he entered the water. So the Lord first went up in the sky, slashing the cloud with his tail. And then he glanced at the devotees, those who were offering prayers to him in the higher planetary systems, like Satyaloka, Janaloka, and Tapaloka. And then, he, smelling about the earth, since he assumed the form of a boar, he behaved like a boar also. He smelling the earth, he plunged into the ocean because he could figure out that the earth was down below in the lower planetary system. Diving into the water like a giant mountain, Lord Boar divided the middle of the ocean, and two high waves appeared as the arms of the ocean, which cried loudly as if praying to the Lord, "O Lord of all sacrifices, please do not cut me in two. Kindly give me protection." Because when the Lord entered into the ocean, then his huge body entered into the ocean like a mountain. Lord's body, although he appeared as a boar, he assumed an enormous body like that of a mountain. And he plunged into the ocean, and as if he pierced the ocean into two. He cut the ocean into two. And then, as he did that, the two waves of the ocean came over him, as if the ocean was embracing him, embracing the Lord, and the ocean roared in prayer to the Lord by saying, O Lord of all sacrifices, please do not cut me in two. Kindly give me protection. Because the ocean was afraid when the Lord entered like that. Lord Boar penetrated the water with his hoofs, which were like sharpened arrows, and he found out the limits of the ocean, although it was unlimited. He saw the earth, the resting place of all living beings, lying as it was in the beginning of creation, and he personally lifted it. Lord Boar very easily took the earth on his tusks and got it out of the water. Thus, he appeared very splendid. Then, his anger glowing like the Sudarshan wheel, he immediately killed the demon Hiranyaksha, although he tried to fight with the Lord. Thereupon, Lord Boar killed the demon within the water, just as a lion kills an elephant. The cheeks and tongues of the Lord became smeared with the blood of the demon, just as an elephant becomes reddish from digging in the purple earth. Actually, when I was saying the Jayadev's prayer, I made a mistake. The first one I said was about Kurma Avatar. Then it was Varaha Avatar. Kshitigati Vipulatari is actually about Kurma. But about Varaha Deva, as I said later on, Bashati Darshan Shikhare Tharuni Tabulavana. That is about Varaha Deva. Then the Lord, playing like an elephant, suspended the earth on the edge of his carved white tusks. He assumed a bluish complexion like that of a tamal tree, and thus the sages, headed by Brahma, could understand him to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead and offered respectful obeisances unto the Lord. All the sages uttered with great respect, O unconquerable enjoyer of all sacrifices, all glories and all victories unto you. You are moving in my form of the personified Vedas. You are moving in your form of the personified Vedas, and in the hair holes of your body, the oceans are submerged. For certain reasons, to uplift the earth, you have now assumed the form of a boar. O Lord, your form is worshipable by performances of sacrifice, but souls who are simply miscreants are unable to see it. All the Vedic hymns, Gayatri and others, are there in the touch of your skin. In your bodily hairs is the kusha grass. In your eyes is the clarified butter, and in your four legs are the four kinds of fruitive activities. O Lord, your tongue is the plate of sacrifice. Your nostril is another plate of sacrifice. In your belly is the eating plate of sacrifice, and another plate of sacrifice is the holes of your ears. In your mouth is the Brahma plate of sacrifice. Your throat is the plate of sacrifice known as Soma, and whatever you chew is known as Agnihotra. Beautiful prayer. Moreover, O Lord, the reputation of your appearance is the desire for all kinds of initiation. Your neck is the place for three desires. Your tusks are the result of initiation and the end of all desires. Your tongue is the prior activities of initiation. Your head is the fire without sacrifice as well as the fire of worship. And your living forces are the aggregate of all desires. O Lord, your semina is the sacrifice called Soma Yoga. Your growth is the ritualistic performances of the morning. Your skin and touch sensation are the seven elements of the Agnishtoma sacrifice. Your bodily joints are symbols of various other sacrifices performed in 12 days. Therefore, you are the object of all sacrifices called Soma and Asoma, and you are bound by Jagras only. O Lord, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead and are worshipable by universal prayers, Vedic hymns and sacrifices, sacrificial ingredients. We offer our obeisances unto you. You can be realized by the pure mind, free from all visible and invisible material contamination. We offer our respectful obeisances to you as the Supreme Spiritual Master of Knowledge in devotional service. O lifter of the earth with its mountains, which you have lifted with your tusks, is situated as beautifully as a lotus flower with leaves sustaining by an infuriated elephant just coming out of the water. Sometimes the elephant picks up a lotus and the Lord, the earth on the tusk of the Lord appeared like that, as a beautiful lotus flower. O Lord, as the peaks of great mountains become beautiful when decorated with clouds, your transcendental body has become beautiful because of your lifting the earth on the edge of your tusks. O Lord, for the residential purposes of all inhabitants, both moving and non-moving, this earth is your wife, and you are the Supreme Father. We offer our respectful obeisances unto you, along with Mother Earth, in whom you have invested your own potency, just as an expert sacrificer puts fire in the Aroni wood. Who else but yourself, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, could deliver the earth from within the water? It is not very wonderful for you. However, because you acted most wonderfully in the creation of the universe, by your energy you have created this wonderful cosmic manifestation. O Supreme Lord, undoubtedly we are inhabitants of the most pious planet, the Jana, Tapa and Satta lokas. But still, we have been purified by the drops of water sprinkled from your shoulder hairs by the shaking of your body. O Lord, there is no limit to your wonderful activities. Anyone who desires to know the limit of your activities is certainly nonsensical. Everyone in this world is conditioned by the powerful mystic potencies. Please bestow your causeless mercy upon these conditioned souls. The sage Maitreya says, the Lord, being thus worshipped by all the great sages and transcendentalists, touched the earth with his hoofs and placed it on the water. In this manner, the personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, the maintainer of all living entities, raised the earth from the water, and placing it afloat on the water, he returned to his own abode. If anyone hears and describes in a devotional service attitude this auspicious narration of Lord Bor, which is worthy of description, the Lord, who is within the heart of everyone, is very pleased. Nothing remains unachieved when the Supreme Personality of Godhead is pleased with someone. By transcendental achievement, one understands everything else to be insignificant. One who engages in transcendental loving service is elevated to the highest perfectional stage by the Lord Himself, who is seated in everyone's heart. Who, other than one who is not a human being, can exist in this world and not be interested in the ultimate goal of life? Who can refuse the nectar of narrations about the personality of Godhead's activity, which by itself can deliver one from all material pangs? So, this is a small description of Lord Varahadev and Lord Varahadev's appearance. And I'm sure all of you know the story of Varahadev's appearance, which we briefly discussed now, and the reason had been described by Rajnishutta Prabhu, the first reason, and the second reason was described by, I forgot your name, Vihastu?
Gunta.
And by Gunta. The second reason was described by Gunta Prabhu, or Bhakta Gunta. So, at one time, there was a great demon called Hiranyaksha. There are two brothers, Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyaksha, Hiranya means gold, and Aksha means eyes. So, this demon, Hiranyaksha, he used to always search for gold. His eyes were just glued to gold. Like nowadays also there are people, those who are always obsessed with money. All they want is to see where is gold, where is gold. Now of course there is no gold, we don't use gold, we use paper. Paper money. But these people are so foolish that their whole life is just obsessed with money. All they are thinking of, all they are looking for is money, money, and where is money. And so this demon was always searching for gold. So this way you can see that how people have become demoniac nowadays. Actually their activities are like just like these people. The demons, biggest what is the most significant business of a demon? That he defies God, he disregards God, and he wants to become God himself. Right? And now it is also you see that everybody wants to become God. And whoever comes and tells them that he will make them God, and they worship him the most. Like if anybody wants to become popular or make a lot of money, can just go and tell people that you will make him God, and he'll give you everything. So actually, so many of these spiritualists from India, in the West, all they're doing is just preaching to people that he will make them God. That they will make them God, and they're being worshipped by these fools and rascals. But actually we can see that this is a very, very demoniac tendency, very demoniac propensity. And so this Hiranyaksha was actually a big demon. Nowadays they're all small demons. Their propensity is demoniac, but their ability is very little. But Hiranyaksha was such a powerful person that he could even challenge the Lord. Such a powerful person. And he took out all the gold. And because of the gold, the earth is floating on the surface of Garbha Ocean. And when Hiranyaksha took away all the gold, the earth lost its buoyancy. And it sank at the depth of the Garbha Ocean. And Garbha, actually the earth planet is floating on the Garbha Ocean. And the higher planets are in the higher regions and lower planets are below. So at that time when earth was in such a condition, all the great personalities, they were very much aggrieved. Because the earth planet is very important, because the earth planet is the place where the Lord performs his pastimes. And earth planet is the place where living entities get the human form. And it is very important to get the human form on this earth planet to get out of this material entanglement, get out of the material bondage. If we want to go back to Godhead, we have to go back through this earth planet, because this earth planet is the doorway to the spiritual sky. And this human form is the form in which one can understand the transcendental nature and one's transcendental spiritual identity. So all the sages and great personalities became very much aggrieved, very much upset that the earth planet sank at the bottom. So then, due to their prayers, the Lord became very concerned and he appeared. He appeared as Lord Bor or Varahadev, and that has been briefly described here. Like Varahadev came down. Actually, there is the detailed descriptions have been given also afterwards. Lord Varahadev plunged into. He came, and then as he appeared, he roared tumultuously. Now, when he roared, apparently this roaring of the Lord is very frightening. But the people, those who know the Lord, they become very happy by hearing that roaring sound of the Lord. So the ones, those who are aware of the Lord's appearance, they became very happy and they began to offer prayers. They are the inhabitants of the higher planetary systems. Mahaloka, Tapaloka, Tapaloka, Janaloka and Sattaloka. And then the Lord, they began to offer prayers to the Lord, and the Lord became very happy. And he also roared back. And then the Lord flew up in the sky with his enormous body. And from the sky, he glanced at the inhabitants of the higher planetary systems, those who were offering him prayers. And then he dived deep into the ocean. As if the Lord went up on the high up in the sky to plunge into the ocean. Because he had to go very deep. And in order to go deep, he had to go very high so that he could plunge deeper. And then he plunged into the ocean. And as he did, his body, the huge body like that of a mountain, cut the ocean into two. As if the ocean was cut into two. And then, naturally, two waves came because the void was created. So if you drop something heavy, then the first water separates and then the water comes back again in the form of two waves. And that's what happened. Two waves came, and here it has been described as if those two waves were the two arms of the ocean, as if coming to embrace the Lord. And it made the way, when these two waves met, it made a huge roaring sound, as if the ocean was praying to the Lord, "O merciful Lord, you are the protector of everyone, so please do not cut me into two, please protect me." And then the Lord plunged deep into the ocean. He went up to the bottom of the ocean. And from the bottom of the ocean, he picked up the earth with his tusks. Now, when the Lord was picking up the earth with his tusk, then Hiranyaksha saw the Lord, and he came to fight with the Lord. He tried to stop the Lord from picking up the earth. Now, the Lord was holding the earth on his tusks, and Hiranyaksha came to attack him with a mace. And the Lord also picked up a mess. And there was a huge fight between Hiranyaksha and Varahadeva. And the Lord played with Hiranyaksha for some time, and then he just broke his head with a mess. So that is how he killed the demon, Hiranyaksha. So that's how we can see that how the Lord comes in order to save the devotees. Like when the Lord came, all the devotees were very happy and they were offering prayers to the Lord. And he comes in order to save the devotees, paritranaya sadhana and vinashaya cha duskritam. And he comes to destroy the miscreants. So the people, those who are miscreants, those who are evildoers, the Lord destroys them when he comes here. And he protects the ones, those who are devotees. So that's how the Lord displays his mercy upon the living entities. So today is the appearance day of Lord Varahadev. So let us all meditate on Lord Varahadev, think about Lord Varahadev and pray for his mercy. Please, you shower your mercy upon us that we can become your devotees. Actually, we do not want anything but to render service to the Lord. And our prayer is that we never deviate from Krishna consciousness. We never deviate from the service of the Lord. Hare Krishna. Does anybody have any question?
Srila Prabhupada mentions that this word Maya means also illusion. So what is now the relation to Bhagavad Gita?
Yeah, Prabhupada explained three meanings of Maya. It's here. Generally, describes three meanings of Maya as mercy, specific knowledge, and also illusion. So Maya can mean mercy also. Lord, mercy is also Maya. Now, the specific knowledge also is Maya. And illusion also is Maya. So this word has three different meanings. Now when it is said Lord Varahadev is Maya Maya, it meant the Lord Varahadev is all merciful. It can also mean that Lord Varahadev is full of knowledge. And to the non-believers, demons, Lord Varahadev is illusion. Right? So Hiranyaksha could not, although he saw the Lord in the form of his Varaha form, in his boar form, but he thought that he is his enemy. And so that is Maya, illusion. He was illusioned to think the Lord, who is actually his dearest friend, to be his enemy. Any other question?
Yeah. Maybe it's a stupid one. But when the earth planet fell down because the gold was taken out, how could it then stay when it was put back again? Did the gold?
By Lord's mercy. All by just by the touch of the Lord. The earth became full of gold again. Actually, a Lord's mercy can do anything. Right? If by touch of a touchstone, base metals can become gold. So can you imagine what happens when you get the touch of the Lord? Yeah, don't tell.
Als dadurch überhaupt dann eine neue Schöpfung stattgefunden hat, wie die Erde versunken ist und Bara durch die Erde wieder neu gehoben hat.
Yeah. That has been implied, like when Lord Varahadev picked up the earth from the bottom, the earth condition, earth was lying there as if in the beginning of creation.
Right.
That means there was nothing living on the earth at that time. But then when the Lord restored the earth, then the creation began again. Yeah. Everything was restored.
Because the living entities were drawn in the direction.
Yeah, we have to understand that, yeah. Like, when the earth fell, the living entities were destroyed. Or maybe they were thrown into the orbit. Like, you can't really imagine, if the earth loses its balance and falls into the depth of the ocean, then all creations are destroyed. That's why it is said in here that the earth was lying at the bottom, the way the earth was in time at the beginning, before creation, at the time of creation. That means at that time there was nothing living, no creation was existing. But then, when the earth was restored back onto its place, then again creation started. It was filled again. Yeah.
Und ist das heute mit dem Hiranyaksha und Hiranyakashipu? Gibt es die noch oder gibt es die?
What's that?
Is Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha still existing?
Well, no, they are not existing as such. The spirits are existing. The last appearance was as Jagai and Madhai. The Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu are two gatekeepers of Vaikuntha, Joy and Vijaya. And they fell down, and first they appeared as Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu, then they appeared as Ravan and Kumbhakarna, and then they appeared as Dantavakra and Shishupal, and then they appeared as Jagai and Madhai. So then they became Lord Chaitanya's eternal associates, right? But Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha may not be existing as the demons, but the demoniac propensities are still existing, right? Like, there are so many people, as I said, like they are existing, small miniature Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha. Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha are very great, powerful demons. But nowadays, we have become the miniature Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu.
The Gita Satya is a half demon in Munivyasa's and Arkansas.
Yeah, well, you can see all the precedents of different countries. Big demon Gorbachev, big demon Brezhnev, big demon President Reagan. They were big demons actually. In this age of Kali, the demons become the leaders. Because Kali actually patronizes the demons. If you are a good man in this age of Kali, you will suffer. But if you are a bad man, then you will enjoy, materially. But at the same time, you see, Lord's pastimes are eternal. So in that sense, Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha still exist. Because Lord's pastimes are eternal, and in Lord's pastimes, as Varahadev and Nrisingadev, Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha are eternally existing. So it is actually inconceivable. We cannot understand from this point that how is it possible.
Can you give maybe another explanation why the earth is floating when she is filled with gold? This explanation?
Although it seems that gold is heavy, right? Materially gold is heavy, but value-wise, gold is high, right? So when there is gold, and the earth actually goes up, right? It is not that when the earth is there, when the gold is there, the earth falls down. Like, it's not the material weight of the earth that matters, but it is the spiritual value of the gold. Actually, gold has some enormous qualities. Like, for sacrifice, gold is used. Gold is the best of all metals. So this way we have to understand that gold, and also it has been described in the scriptures, so we have to understand it from the scriptures, that it is the gold that makes the earth remain on the surface of the Garga ocean. Yes, Joe?
These two demons were gatekeepers in the Vaikuntha planet, and they fell down. And so, why did they fell down when there is absolute knowledge about the Supreme Personality of God, and it was the will of the Lord, so that he fell down? They had a special task.
They fell down for various reasons. The reasons have been explained in various ways. One reason was they desired to fight with the Lord.
Yes.
You see, in Vaikuntha, everyone knows the Lord as the Lord, right? As the Master. So everyone has a very reverential attitude towards him. Everyone has great respect for the Lord. Right? So when the Lord was in the when the Lord is in Vaikuntha, no one actually fights with him. But there is one mellow called Viraras, or the mellow of chivalry, mellow of fighting, right? The mellow that one derives out of fighting. Now, the Lord has a desire to fight, right? But he cannot fight with anyone in Vaikuntha, because no one will fight with him. So Hiranyakashipu and Joy and Vijay felt that, if we could fight with the Lord, if we could give a fight, good fight to the Lord, then he would have been able to experience that mellow of chivalry. So they desired like that, and then the Lord also felt, yes, since they desire, let me fulfill their desire, let them give me a good fight, right? But in Vaikuntha they couldn't fight with the Lord. So the Lord made arrangements. At that time, four Kumaras came. The four Kumaras are a great personality, but they look like just 5-6 years old young children, young boys. Right? And they were naked. So they came to the gate, and Joy and Vijaya couldn't recognize them. Said, "Who are you? Where do you want to go?" And so because they showed them disrespect, they got very angry. and they cursed him. You all are not fit to be the gatekeepers of Vaikuntha. I curse you that you fall down to the earth planet. And immediately they fell. Right? And when they fell, they became great demons. Right? And then they gave the Lord the good fight. So, actually we have to understand that it's not easy to take part in Lord's pastimes. Even as a demon, one must be a great personality. Actually, Lord's pastimes are like a drama, right? And different people play different roles. Now, even to play the role of a demon, one has to be a devotee. Right? Otherwise, you can't enter into Lord's pastimes.
Other universes, is the Lord performing the same?
Yeah. These pastimes go on in different universes. In Saptayug, Tretayug, like the way the time moves. The Lord goes to different universes in different times. But there is some difference. It is more or less the same, but there is some differences in details. Right? Like for instance, you get up in the morning, take bath, attend Mangala Arati, chant your japa, then render some service, take prasad. Like your days are kind of routine. The same way the Lord's days are also kind of routine. Yeah? He goes and does different things. It is almost the same, but the thing is, every day again is not like the same. Right? You may get up every morning at 3:30, take bath, attend Mangala Arati, chant japa, attend Bhagavatam class. But there is variety still in that unity. Yeah, but general understanding is, in Satya Yuga, the Lord appears as Varaha. In Treta Yuga, the Lord appears as Nrisimhadev, like that. You know, Nrisimhadev also appeared in Satya Yuga, I'm sorry. Sattva-yuga. Nrisimhadev also is Sattva-yuga. So that's how the Lord's pastimes go on. There are some changes here and there, but generally the thing is more or less the same. Yeah.
In the fifth canto, it is described that the earth planet is fixed on the Sumeru mountain. So how is that to understand this kind of fixed?
Yeah, to tell you frankly, I also don't understand. It is fifth. You see, like, it is impossible. First of all, what Vasudev wrote from the angle of vision that Vasudev wrote, our angle of vision is not the same. So that's why we cannot perceive Vasudev's angle of vision. Like, say, the way we see this room, and an ant sees the room. Will the ant also see the same way as we see the room? No. The ant's angle of vision or perception will be different than ours. So the same way Vasudev's angle of vision is different from ours. So we cannot, the way we are seeing the universe is not exactly the way Vasudev saw it. Right? But if someday we are elevated to that position, then we'll be able, from there we'll be able to see. I mean, another example you can give is, see, when you are seeing say Lugek, right? Standing on the road, you'll see it in one way. But when you look at it from the sixth floor of this building, then you'll see it in another way. And then if you fly up high in an aeroplane, then you'll see it in another way. So it is actually difficult to understand. But one thing is, of course, Earth being fixed on a Meru mountain. I mean, first of all, we do not know what the Meru mountain is. And being fixed, we also doesn't know what it actually is, how it is fixed. Then also, the way here we can see the difference, like if here it is said that the earth is actually floating on the Garbha ocean, right? But the way we see the earth, it's actually floating in the space. That is, we cannot understand what substance Garbha ocean is made of. Garbha ocean is not made of water like we know of, not H2O water. Garbha ocean is made of the sweat of the Lord, right? So the sweat of the Lord is not just like ordinary sweat or ordinary water. It is a different substance altogether. Now what that substance is, we cannot perceive with our material vision. So that's why, yeah.
Other literature, in this universe, for example, the living entities on the higher planets, are they using the Srimad Bhagavatam or even the on the lower planetary systems, if there is somebody interested in spiritual life, do they use exactly the same Srimad Bhagavatam?
Their literatures are actually bigger. In the higher planets, actually the literatures are there in higher planets, like Mahabharata is there, right? But it's about 100 times bigger than our Mahabharata. Right? Same with Srimad Bhagavatam, also is bigger in higher planets. You see, because you can see that Srimad Bhagavatam is very, it's described in sutra. Sutra means in hints. Srimad Bhagavatam does not go into elaborate descriptions. It just gives all the informations. But in the higher planet, they are so much familiar with Krishna's pastimes and different incarnations of the Lord that they know it in an elaborate way. Right? So they know, they say for instance, when now here in Bhagavatam, what we read, Varahadev came, went up in the sky, and then he plunged into the ocean, picked up the earth, had a fight with... So this is how, maybe in 3 pages, it has been described, the whole thing. Now, if a person who knows, who is more familiar with the pastime, he will know what Varahadev exactly did when he came up, right? And how everybody around him felt, right? How he looked. There will be more elaborate description, right? So Bhagavatam becomes bigger in the higher planets.
And how come this little earth has such a special position? There are so countless planets, and you said, and it is written, that this earth is a special position. So you can go to heavenly planets and you have to come back again if one wants to get liberation.
It's because, you see, there are in the universe there are 14 planetary systems. Now, 7 higher planetary systems and 7 lower planetary systems. And Earth is the middle one, the 7th one from the top. And you see, like, there are different species of life also. And when one commits pious activities, then because of the pious activities one goes up to the higher planetary system. When you do good things, when you do pious activities, you go to the higher planetary systems. But when you do sinful activities, then you go to the lower planetary systems. Right? And as you incur your pious activities, you get the enjoyment in the higher planets. And in the higher planets, you cannot produce new karma. Right? Whatever you have accumulated, you just spend it there. Right? The same way, in the lower planetary systems also you cannot produce new karma. The sinful activities that you have accumulated, you suffer for those sinful activities. But on the earth planet, when you get the human birth, then you can produce new karma and you can nullify your old karma. Right? So that's why in the earth planet, one can get rid of his karma. And in order to go back to Godhead, you have to get rid of your karma. When the karma is zero, then you go back to Godhead.
Is this only this earth planet? Are there kind of system planets in this seventh
planetary
system?
All universes have 14 planetary systems. Every universe has 14 planetary systems.
But the system contains many planets, so there is the earth, it's just one.
No, earth is one. Earth is the middle one. Then there are 6 other higher planetary systems above Earth, and 12 and 7 other planetary systems below the Earth, right? Actually, what we are seeing, this is only one universe. We are in one universe, right? All the stars and planets that you are seeing, they are not actually different planets. They are different abodes. Like when you become a great personality, then you get a planet for yourself. Right? Like for instance, some star belongs to Brihaspati. Brihaspati is a great sage. Right? And he has his star, right? A globe where he is living with his associates. Mm-hmm. So different sages have different, like here you have your house and different people have their houses. But this is the earth planet. So the same way higher planetary systems have different, their houses are one globe in themselves, right? And they have their whole place in there and they live there with their associates. Like that globe is like their house. But actually they belong to one plane of planetary system. They are known as Bhurloka. This is the Bhurloka, then Bhubarloka, then Swarloka, so then Mahaloka, then Janaloka, then Tapaloka, then Saptaloka. And each universe has all these planetary systems. Is that clear?
Yeah.
Okay. Hare Krishna. Okay, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.